This is Virgil Porter, and we are here with KSDP's Five Questions with the Aleutians Eastboro mayoral candidates. Today we have Alvin Osterbach Sr. with us. Welcome to KSDP. Question number one, what made you decide to run for mayor?
My reason for running for mayor is because I care about the future of the people in the communities in our borough. And during my term as an assembly member, I have heard and share many of the concerns expressed by our fishermen and community members about the lack of communications and transparency of the borough administration and leadership. So I run because I care about the future of our fishing industry and addressing local commercial needs. I think we need to build a stronger economy throughout the borough so we can provide more job opportunities to the folks that live here. And I think the very heart of it all is to meet the educational needs for our children. And, you know, as you know, the borough maintains all the schools within our district. And I think one of our main responsibilities and our biggest responsibilities is to the children, to make sure that they have a safe environment to pursue their education and so they can be ready for higher education when they leave the community. And I think that's probably the most important thing we do here.
Moving on to question number two, what is the greatest need you see in the borough?
I guess I kind of answered that in the first question. I think we've got to explore ways to increase job opportunities in our communities. Unless we have healthy, growing communities to support our schools, it's going to be hard to bring back the ones we've lost. And I think in the future we need to really look at that as we have a couple of communities now that don't have schools. I think we need to explore every avenue that we can to see what we need to do to actually bring people back in, make them want to stay in those communities, and get our schools back open. And have the only way you're going to have a healthy community is to have an education system in that community.
If elected as mayor, how would you help prepare the borough for the future?
This is one that I think is very important to all of us on the assembly and all the different leaderships in our communities. But we need to return to conducting the annual workshop where we set our goals and prioritize them. This allows us to set direction and have the communities in the borough provide input and updates over on a five-year plan and do it on an annual basis. I think unless you have a good sense of direction where you're going and how it's laid out, it's pretty hard to operate, and go forward in a good manner.
What issue do you believe isn't being given enough attention by the borough?
Well, I think communication. I think we have a lot of work to do in this area. When you talk to the people in the communities, we lack in this area with the school board. The fishermen come to me all the time asking, you know, what is the borough doing or why isn't the borough doing? I think we have to provide solutions and answers or to some of the questions that are out there. I also think we need to deal with all the other local governments, you know, whether it's the cities, the municipalities. We've got a lot of tribal governments, for-profit corporations, and I think all of these need to be brought into the mix. And it just, if we're all working together, I think it makes it easier and we can accomplish more.
Lastly, this is kind of the biggest question. We're facing a shrinking school district in the borough coupled with reduced state capital budget for facilities upgrades and maintenance. As mayor, what approach would you take to help the district maintain the best educational environment possible under these circumstances?
One of the things I've been pushing over the past couple of years is an assessment of all borough structures. I think once this is completed, the assembly would have the ability to schedule, to repair, replace, and allocate funds during the annual budget process. Schools are structures which belong to the AAB and should be at the top of the list to ensure our students have the best environment possible to advance their education. I've been pushing the assessment issue on the borough assembly for a few years, which would basically take every asset the borough has in all the communities. And we could list them by community, you know, whether it's we own vehicles there, school buildings, docks, harbors, you know, what their current condition is in, their current value, projected costs of repairs, you know, into the future. So when the assembly sits down and does their budget, you have X number of dollars available to you to spend, to project out into the following year. And I think it's really important that we have the roadmap in front of us that says community X, you know, has three projects that are at the highest priority. If we don't do something with them and it sits a couple of years, you know, your cost increase of replacement could triple or, you know, something like that. So we don't have anything like that currently. And I think it would be a very good tool to move the assembly along instead of guessing which project we should be doing. If we had an assessment, it would not only be for the assembly, but you put it in booklet form, and now everybody's on the internet. You could put it on the internet, on our website, and you could make hard copies that people could pick up. So people knew why we're spending money on a certain project rather than, you know, another one. So I think it would really help, and it would take a lot of pressure off of individuals coming from, you know, different communities because they feel their project should be ahead of the other one, but actuality would show that, no, we really need to do this one. And I think that would be a big help.
As a follow-up to the idea of the assessment of the borough's assets, how does that play in with what I believe is a Dow report? As an assembly member, I'm not sure what that is.
It's actually, it's a start. I mean, they're now starting to do this,
okay,
to go through and do assessments. And I think, like the present condition of the school here in Sandpoint, the things that they're working on right now were found because mm-hmm. They brought in an engineering firm to do this. And I think whenever we assess any of the structures that we have, you know, whether it be buildings, docks, or harbors, it has to be through a bonded, recognized engineering firm. We just can't hire, you know, somebody off the street to do it. I think it needs to be done properly, and it'll be expensive to start with, I believe. But in the long run, I think it'll save a lot of grief in the end.
All righty. Thank you, Alvin. I appreciate your time here.
You bet.